This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Coming down the stretch here on The Week in Philly, and the lineup for the annual Roots Picnic was released this week on Tuesday. And let's get all the details on this year's event from KYW Shara Day Howard. And Shara, first, for those who don't know, tell us what the Roots Picnic is all about.
The Roots Picnic, let's see, it's really about soul, rap, and rock and roll, you know, with an accent on community. It was started by the rap legends, of course, founded by The Roots, a weekend-long festival. In its 17th year, I mean, it really has just compounded and become one of the biggest things that Philly sees. And it really is the unofficial start of the summer. I mean, some people have, you know, Memorial Day, other people have summer solstice. We have the Roots Picnic. That is the official start of the summer for us.
When and where is this year's picnic?
So the picnic is back at the Mann Center. It's May 31st through June 1st. So it's an entire weekend of festival fun back on the grass. I mean, there's nothing better than having, you know, your drink in one hand, singing along with the crowd and some of your favorite artists and having Philly as your backdrop, you know?
So we talked about the lineup being released. What artists will be playing?
All right. So headliners, get this. There are headliners aplenty. There's three total. Philly's own Meek Mill making his Roots debut. I mean, it's a big deal. And then you have Lenny Kravitz, tried and true. Then you have D'Angelo, which a lot of people really weren't connecting with. He's a heartthrob from the 90s. You know, a lot of women in their 40s and 50s, you know, remember. But a lot of these 19-year-olds, they're kind of in the dark, you know, where that was coming from.
To that point, you talked to folks about the artists that will be playing. What was the reaction you were hearing?
Yeah, the reaction was pretty much, whoa, I love the ride out. But the top of the ticket, you know, D'Angelo, who is that?
I actually don't know who D'Angelo is. I know Jeezy, though. So,
you know, that's what I got over and over again. Other than making me feel really old, it made me feel like, almost think that, is there no internet?
And who are some of the other past headliners? Because it's a long list of performers, right?
Yeah, it's a long list of performers. I mean, if you don't like one, you like the other. A lot of people were saying, hey, this is a great mashup. You've got then, you've got now, you've got young, you've got old. So let's start at the top. We've got, of course, Music Soul Child from Philly again, Miguel, Thames, Jeezy, 2 Chainz, Pusha T. A lot of people were kind of on and off with Pusha T. And then backyard bands like CeeLo Green, DJs, Diamond Cuts. Oh, wait, Diamond Cuts, literally the best right now in Philly, gets all the pushback, but in a good way. And then we've got Funk Flex and the 90s R&B divas like CeCe Peniston and Crystal Waters. I mean, we all know Crystal Waters songs.
I didn't recognize so many of those names you just said. I'm so
You're not old.
So
what you are
old.
Is you're seasoned in all the right
So once again, May 31st, June 1st, at the Man.
At the Man, it returns. I mean, everyone's really excited about the venue because the venue allows everyone to kind of remember what it used to be and look forward to, you know, what it could be in the future. You know, we get the two timelines right here.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Shara. That's KYW Shara Day Howard joining us. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was edited by Brian Seltzer. My name is Matt Leon. I hope you enjoyed listening and have a great rest of your weekend.